Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
We're very jealous of Joseph. You know, hey, his dad done gave him this coat of many colors, and then this guy's 17 years old, and then he has a dream. Why did he tell him the dream? I'm telling you, be careful who you tell your dreams to, because they'll use it to beat you on the head with it. And we see that Joseph told his brothers his dream, and his dream was one that they were going to come to him and bow down. And they're like, what? This little joker telling us that we're going to bow down to him? I don't think so. So he has another dream. He tells his dad, and his dad paid attention to it. And the brothers paid attention to it too. So one day, Jacob sends Joseph down to go check on his brothers. Now Joseph was a sheep. He was a shepherd too. So he sent him down to go check on his brethren. And his brethren see him coming afar off and say, there's the dreamer. Let's kill him. He got 10 brothers and they want to kill him because they're jealous. Now, jealousy is not pretty. It's ugly. And it will rear its head, and I tell you, it'll do some damage. We can't be jealous of what God has put in place. If God is elevating somebody, be good for it. You know, praise Him up. Why can't we be happy and thankful? This is for the work of the Lord. Amen. We don't have to be jealous. We need to get in and help encourage one another. So we see Joseph coming. His brothers want to kill him. Now Reuben, the oldest, said, hey, let's not kill him. Just let's throw him in a pit. Yeah. So they go off somewhere and eat something. Then we see some traveling people come by, and then they sell poor Joseph into slavery. Wow. We can say he had a delay here. He had a delay. He was 17 years old. He done got thrown into a pit. His brothers are plotting to kill him. Reuben doesn't want to kill him. So then they sell him into slavery. Now the good setup about this is that these particular ones came by. They took Joseph back into Egypt and sold him into Potiphar, the captain of the guard of Pharaoh. He's getting closer. He's getting closer. So we might like, look, this guy done got thrown into a dungeon. Got thrown into a pit. Now he's sold into slavery. Now he's placed in Potiphar's house, the captain of the guard. And guess what the Lord does here? The Lord blesses him. Joseph is working in Potiphar's house. And I'm telling you, he's got like the mightiest catch. Everything he touches is turning to gold. And Potiphar saying, man, this guy is doing great. And he puts him over his entire house. So Joseph, you know, he got the run of the place. He can do whatever he wants. And then one day, everything's going good. This is the way Satan works. When everything is going good, watch out. Well, guess what happens here? Potiphar's wife tries to tempt Joseph to lie with her. I tell you, it just goes bad. So then one day, Joseph gets to the house, finds out that nobody's there, and she says, come lie with me. Then what did Joseph do? Everybody know? What did he do? He ran.
He ran. Ran like a scalded dog.
He did. Matter of fact, she had something in his hand. She left it, and Joseph got out of there. And then Potiphar comes, has Joseph come, and then Joseph is cast into prison. Wow. Poor Joseph. He had gone from the pit. Then he went into Potiphar's house. Then now he's in jail.
But, exactly.
So guess what happens here? Joseph is doing so good. He's still pleasing the Lord. And then the jailer sees Joseph and let Joseph have the run of the place.
There you go.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.